At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The biggest story right now in pop culture is actually about Travis Kelce's girlfriend. Now, for those of you that keep up with this stuff, Taylor Swift didn't own her own masters. She tried to own her own masters, but somebody bought it from her. She was mad about that. So you know what she did? She decided to re-record her old songs. Have you heard the Taylor versions? Well, that's basically she went back in the studio and re-recorded all of her old songs and then told all of her fans, don't listen to the old music. I don't own the old music. Listen to the new Taylor versions. And her fans listened to her and they bought it up like crazy. Well, today she actually got the opportunity to buy all of her old music. Her first six albums, all the pictures, all the unreleased, all the documents, all the documentary work. All of it, she is now the owner of it. Billboard believes that she spent $360 million. She now owns every song that she has ever recorded. The only reason I am telling you this is because it's time for her to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. If you think back to American pop culture and American music, for the most part, everybody that should do the Super Bowl halftime show has done the Super Bowl halftime show. Beyonce has done it multiple times. Prince has done it. Michael Jackson has done it. If you think of who was the most popular musician at a time, they all at one point have done the Super Bowl halftime show. She has not done it. Now, there was a time where she didn't do it because she had a Pepsi deal and Coca-Cola was the sponsor, or Coca-Cola, then Pepsi. It was some soda war. That is not the case anymore. Apple Music is the sponsor now for it. It is now time for Taylor Swift to do the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm not saying this because I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I mean, I like a couple of the songs. I like the Shake It Off song. I like the Bad Blood song, that anti-hero song. I mean, it's all right, but I'm not going to make it seem like I'm a Swiftie by any means. I don't have any issues with her. It's just not my kind of music. But I do appreciate pop culture enough to know the moment that it would be if Taylor Swift agreed to do the Super Bowl halftime show. She should do it. Everybody else has done it. It is now your time to do it. You now own all of your music. You're the biggest musician in the world. This is the biggest stage in the world. Sign up and do it. Can you imagine if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift is going to do the Super Bowl halftime show? I mean, we're talking about the most watched sporting event in the history of the world. Taylor Swift, I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if your team is listening, but first off, congratulations. I know this is a big day for you, something you've been working for a very long period of time. And second, it's time for you to do the Super Bowl halftime show. It is now your moment to now do the Super Bowl halftime show. You know what the Swifties need after this story has been building and building with your relationship? The Swifties deserve to hear Love Story during halftime of a 17-10 Chiefs leading the Philadelphia Eagles in the next Super Bowl in San Francisco. That's what this entire story has been building towards.
Listen, I actually agree with you. It's time. You're right. The Coca-Cola, Pepsi war held her out for a while, but now it is absolutely her time to do it. I will say this, though. I don't think she is doing it while Travis Kelce is an active player. I think as long as Travis Kelce is a member of the Chiefs, or if he leaves the Chiefs and goes and plays a retirement swan song year in Cleveland, or, you know, the Chiefs move on and he ends up being a Seahawk. I mean, that happens to players. As long as Travis Kelce is an active member of the NFL community, I don't think Taylor Swift is going to do it. I think Taylor Swift enjoys going to football games, hanging out in the suite with the most famous people on earth, and watching her boyfriend play football. I think the minute Travis Kelce is done playing football, I don't know, it's a week later, we get a press release. Boom, Taylor Swift's doing the halftime show. But I think as long as Travis Kelce is active, she will not be doing it, because I don't think she wants to be in the following scenario.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Watching my boyfriend play football, into the first quarter, I gotta leave to go get ready. I then come out and perform. My boyfriend can't see it. I then miss portions of his performance. I then go after the performance. I gotta clean up, and then I go back to the suite. It's just, it's a lot of missed time. I think as long as Travis Kelce's a football player, Taylor Swift is never doing the halftime show.
Everything you're saying makes perfect sense. Maybe this isn't her time to do it. Who would you suggest to do it this year? I do think in some ways we're kind of running out of deserving pop acts to do it that have not done it for the first time. Like, it'd be kind of cool if they let somebody do it for the first time, you know? It'd be cool if they got it. Now, I think the music has changed in such a way, like someone just sent in, I really want to see Metallica do the show. We're sick of pop music. I mean, I'm not really sick of it, but I also understand that every halftime Super Bowl show just doesn't need to be for me. That we all have different kind of music. Maybe you want to hear classic rock. Maybe you want to hear The Weeknd. I don't care who you want to hear, but they're talking that there's no way that they're going to make all of us happy when it comes to it. It seems to me, if I was in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show, the two people that make the most sense to me to do it would be Morgan Wallen or Taylor Swift. That just seems like the right time to do it. You got two of the biggest musicians in the world. Neither one of them have done the Super Bowl before. It just seems like that's who should do it if they're going to go in that direction.
I actually feel like I was about to say Morgan Wallen, but I'm trying to think, because there's usually some sort of connection between the city and the person that is doing it. There's some sort of quasi, like in Vegas, it was Usher. He had a residency in Vegas, so it made sense. Is there some California artist that I'm just oblivious to that's an obvious
pick? I feel
like
they just got their California Super Bowl halftime show a couple of years ago with Dre, Snoop, and all of them. They just got their Super Bowl. And that was a great halftime. Don't get me wrong, but they just had the let's celebrate California, let's celebrate the West Coast.
I feel like LA versus San Francisco are not the same West Coast. Like, where's Sabrina Carpenter from? You're telling me you wouldn't want to hear Espresso in the halftime show?
She got enough songs to do a 15-minute. I just feel like you got to do a little bit more in your career than Sabrina Carpenter.
It's not a real 15 minutes, though, because Kendrick was an outlier. You know what you can do? You can buoy it with friends and family and neighbors. Like, think about the halftime shows. Bruno Mars, when he did it, it was a, hey, I'm bringing everyone out of Palooza. When Justin Timberlake did it, he brought people out and they joined him. Like, if you're Sabrina Carpenter, you can go do it, maybe get some Olivia Rodrigo, some Dua Lipa out there with you, and suddenly you have a great show. But I think the next person is going to be by the text line standards, a relative unknown, but I feel like the kids, the youth, the TikTok generation will know who the next thing is. I think it's not going to be Taylor Swift.
A lot of people are suggesting Post Malone would be a worthy person to do the Super Bowl halftime show. I don't have an issue with Post Malone. He would make a lot of sense to me. If you did kind of like a new country thing where Post Malone came out, and then you had Shaboozy come out and he does the one song that we all know. You could probably do like a modern country set and get two or three artists to do it together. You remember back when you and I were coming up, they didn't just have one person do it. One year they had like Aerosmith, Nelly, and Britney Spears all do the halftime show, which now thinking back makes absolutely no sense. But they had all three of these people do it. Why couldn't they do something cool like this for this year coming up?
I mean, that was back when remember when MTV took over the booking for it? That's when all that stuff started happening. It's also when the, the Justin Timberlake snafu happened as well. Is Apple Music in the business of having a hodgepodge that don't connect, like a Aerosmith and a Jelly Roll and a Sabrina Carpenter? Because Apple Music seems like it feels like they are using it to highlight a singular artist. And if that artist wants to do something beyond that, cool. But that kind of feels like how Apple Music has wanted to operate.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.